Okay. Vedic planetarian concept, I think. Because now I started drawing these drafts of the proposed virtual planetarium. Virtual cosmos. This could also be the subtitle, Building a Virtual Cosmos. Something like that, but now I just wanted to explore in this recording how that those drafts that I started drawing could be used creatively and effectively in this book as a red thread, but also as a nice visual, gradual, animated almost emergence, or what do you say, of a beautiful model that really is the model of the Bhagavatam. Of the entire existence. And how will this look in the end? That's kind of what I'm starting to glimpse here. And it's, I mean, if I'm not completely off here, it's quite interesting, quite amazing, because if, and there's nothing strange or speculative about it, it's just the plain Bhagavatam cosmology, which really, when we free the concept of cosmology from the concept of astronomy, is the entire Bhagavatam. So think of a drawing made on paper with a relatively rough pen, which I'm using now. That would really work. This could be split up into several, of course. Or it could be made digitally. I mean, what the heck? Or actually, it's nice to at least start with a sketch of this graphite pen and all that. I like that. It's just a nice way to work, and then I can fix it up in digitally. Okay, so anyway, that's a technique for this. Should work. Now, what I'm seeing is either hierarchically, what do you say? Well, it can be, I mean, the same form of a pyramid kind of structure, or that kind of axis in the middle and all that, raising up, but it continues. And then there is this bubble, which is the one we have been dealing with so far, but there's the world outside of the bubble as well, which we have to take into account with the cosmology we're dealing with here. Cosmology is not just about this space here, but it's about the entire creation and God's creation is both spiritual and material and so on. So how would it look? Well, provided we can fit it into a piece of paper the size I'm using, a ball. That ball we have seen, it's there in those three levels, and then we can and then include the three levels of Mahavishnu, Garbhalakshaya Vishnu, Kshiralakshaya Vishnu, right? And we can put this Chaturvyuha that Visakha Stupa, if I understand it at all right, in the middle there as a decorative element, because it's quite nice actually. So we think of that, start painting a drawing a stupa like that, or a stamba, which has several levels of Chaturvyuha. So then we would have the first level up there, that's Krishna, Balaram and so on, Pradyumna, Ruda. And then we've got Sankarshan, and we can just take it from Bhagavatam straight, teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And the next level we have that, again, that Chaturvyuha expansion in the Vaikuntha realm, and then we have that same Chaturvyuha in the Karna, Hiranyagarbha, and Virat realm, in other words, the Brahmanda, right? No, well, first we have the Narayan, Vishnu, Vaikuntha Narayan, and then we have Mahasankarshan. Mahavishnu, Sarashiva. And then we have Devidam. Something like that. I mean, we shouldn't make it too complicated either. So if we can just simplify it, and then we can show that bubble, so to speak, smaller now, because we know it. It's down there, it's the three worlds and the seven lokas. It's, well, maybe it isn't so very far down there, because the seven lokas they include the abode of Brahma, and they go all the way up to Mukti, to what is it, the upper chakra of the cosmic body, the Svetadvip region, Milky Ocean, all that. So, I mean, if we can get all this clear throughout this book, it's quite interesting and or wonderful, I would say. So you got that globe that goes that way up, and that's the Brahmanda, because that's where Brahma lives and what he has created, right? So beyond that, well, that's the realm of Vishnu. Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. Yes, because he is, this is at least my speculation now, because he is the ruler of the Brahmanda, right? He enters into each Brahmanda and is the one who gives Brahma all knowledge and power, of creative power. So, yeah. So then that's the level, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. And then we got the Virat. Now, anyway, somehow or other, I'm not going to sit here and churn my mind and just wait for the revelation, because this is the only way this can clarify and appear. And this is just beyond my little intelligence, so I just surrender that intelligence, asking for to just be used here as a conduit, transparent media. So, but something like that, possibly, just as the Guru, no, as the Visakha Stupa, I think it's called so, in the and that Lakshmi Tantra, it's beautiful, and we can bring it in there at least as an, we can put it like that in case people are unfamiliar with it, as a graphical device. But also thinking here that, yes, I, you know, I am this janitor sitting there in his room and building models of cosmoses and trying to build my actually virtual cosmos here. And finally, I could just add a link there in the end of the book to the actual virtualcosmos.se site, where it all is. Yeah, why not? So that's a goal, which I think is a good goal. I'm being very concrete, very practical here. I am building a Vedic planetarium. And how about all the others? Well, I started sending I just, this proved to be the most, by far most difficult project I ever did in my life. Because not only was I attempting at gaining an understanding of the entire cosmology of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Puranas, but also for the ability to explain it to others in text, images, whatever. And I realized eventually that the virtual model is the way to go. VR model. But how would it look like? And how should it be made? This was a formidable challenge, and is. And I am keenly aware of that the only way for this riddle to be solved is through divine intervention.